You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Andy Klein with you. The Juno Empire's headline was Big Sound from a Small Town. Gustavus Mann releases hard rocking album. Well, I can get behind that. Sean Patrick's album just came out this week, and he joins us now from Gustavus, along with his engineer and producer, Justin Smith, who's also an amazing musician himself, who also worked on some of these recordings. And Justin produced this out of his studio in Gustavus. So welcome to both of you. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Justin, we'll start with you. You got this guy in Gustavus that you know as a contractor. How long have you been jamming with Sean for a long time, or known about him being a musician for a long time?
Oh yeah, known about it for a long time. We actually never really played together or jammed together or anything. I just heard his band when they would put on a show or a party or something like that. Actually, not that much, but we talked about getting together to record some of his songs, and he came over with an acoustic guitar and played me a few things, and then I realized I had something amazing. So we actually worked up his songs kind of apart from the way they'd been worked up in his band, and just kind of started with a clean slate and brought in some heavyweights, and slowly built up the record with overdubs kind of track by track and the sort of classic rock and roll tradition, you know?
Yeah. So Sean, let me ask you a little bit about that. So you talked to Justin a little bit. What did you at first think about this idea of totally reworking the stuff? Did you feel like it needed that, or were you hesitant? Tell me about the process there.
I was open to Justin's suggestions, and you know, so I was pretty open to some of the ideas and stuff. I do feel like some of it was already, you know, pretty set in stone how I thought it should be. And for the most part, most of the album turned out, you know, like I kind of thought it would, except for it's better than I thought it would be.
All right. Well, that's good. That's a great output. So, well, and part of that sound, and you can sort of hear it, Rhonda McBride and I, the producer here, were talking about the music earlier and sort of exchanging notes on it. And both of us kind of hit on that idea, and that the sound is really, I don't think raw is the right word, but it's got a real kind of earthy tone, or a real kind of almost, the word authentic is overly used, but it's got that sound of good old-fashioned rock and roll going on to it. And I know Justin...
Analog is
the
word. Yeah,
part of that, right, Justin, is a technical reason for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was recorded digitally. Go ahead, Sean.
And I just add to that, you know, it's kind of right along the roots of what I like to listen to and the music I was brought up in.
Right, which, I mean, I almost, you know, you could play this next to John Fogerty or something, and it wouldn't seem out of place. You know what I mean? It has that kind of American roots rock sound to it, to me.
That's great. That's great to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly the kind of music I grew up in the 80s. And, you know, that's what I'm attracted to.
Justin, why your recording techniques, Justin, are pretty committed to that analog way of producing. Am I right about that?
Yep, that's right. That's why it's rusty recordings, because I work with metal boxes and knobs and wires and stuff like that instead of software.
Things can blow up if you do it wrong, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah. I've smoked some stuff and all of that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. I've never blown out a speaker, but yeah, I mean, it's really a hybrid setup. It was recorded digitally, you know, through an interface into a computer, but also through like some really nice tube mics, nice preamps. A lot of this gear I built myself, and you can, you know, really search out the best quality components and stuff for that sound.
I mean, it's interesting, Sean, that you mentioned the 80s. You know, I think that was the beginning of the digital revolution in recording, and it seems like in the rush to get everything so precise and digital, something intangible was lost along the way. You know, there was a bit of a, there was a feel that was somehow lost.
Yeah. You know, I've always liked the idea of a three piece band, you know, drums and bass and guitar. So, I really appreciated working with Justin because he likes to use the old style techniques and equipment, and that's what this album has to offer people.
What is it about living in Gustavus that drives you towards this sort of music, or drives? Is there something about Gustavus itself, living in small town Alaska, that you think is in this album?
I think there's, you know, hints of where it's, you know, the small town and you know, maybe just a little bit of realism to it. I don't know that Gustavus really makes it what it is. It's, you know, I don't know, it's hard to say that way.
I'd kind of put it out the other way. I mean, it's about wherever you are, just dreaming big and just falling in love with music, you know, that finds its way to where you are. It used to be harder to find, you know, a record or a CD in a cool band. And, you know, so many of the great musicians are people that came up in little towns and just heard some music and it just turned them on. I mean, like Liverpool, right? You know? And even out here in rural Alaska, you know, the sound of an electric guitar and a great voice and drums, I mean, it's a universal language, you know?
You mentioned Liverpool. I mean, like, you know, famously those guys and a lot of bands that end up recording really hone their skills by gigging, you know, night after night after night. They're playing clubs. That's not really available in Gustavus, right? That's not really the. I mean, Sean, you're a building contractor. I mean, you're a busy guy, right? You probably are pretty tired by the end of the day. I mean, I'm wondering how have you been able to hone your craft, and how have you been able to kind of come up with a sound that's unique to yourself and unique to what you want to say without all that hardcore kind of playing gigs all the time, playing in front of audiences all the time? Or are you doing that?
No, in fact, I haven't played a live show in years. I do, every Friday night, me and a group of guys get together and we jam, and it's been a religious thing that we've done for years. And so a lot of the inspiration comes out of those sessions. And, you know, I've been a part of bands, and this album just happened to get put together kind of during a transition point, but you know, I play routinely with a group of guys.
Yeah, so you play with these group of guys, you're in Gustavus, but then as part of this putting together this album, the musicians you used are all over the world, right? I mean, you actually you use people in Spain, France, Portland. Tell me a little bit about that process, bringing those together. Can you bring in a scattered group of musicians like that and make a coherent sound out of it?
Well, that was something I brought to it from just the many musicians I've, you know, crossed paths with. Because I've been out there gigging nights and toured and all of that. And as a producer of the record, that's kind of the translation that I helped bring, you know, to Sean. To Sean's music is thinking, I mean, so much about production is like, who's the right person for this, you know, for this track, for this particular song. So the first thing we had to have was Juno's own Todd Vieira, who's a just drum virtuoso, and he's all over these tracks. He recorded all of these tracks in one evening. We got all the drum tracks.
Wow.
You know, after he had like a week of rehearsal, and they're actually recorded in the big studio downstairs at K2. Because I had the all the gear set up for the red carpet concerts at Folk Festival a little while ago, and Todd came in the day before, set up his drums, and just played those songs down.
Like, now that's incredible. So there was, what was he listening to? Was he tracking along with some other? Was other music had been already been? What was that process like?
We sent him a scratch track.
Okay,
we sent him a scratch track. A song just of Sean just playing electric guitar, singing the song so he could learn it. played to that track. You know, it's different than live music. I wouldn't do a bluegrass record that way, you know, but for rock, it's often made in the studio. You know, the drummer plays along with the basic track, and then you got a pristine drum track, and then you start adding stuff to it. And that's what we did here. I mean, I love recording live too, but being out here in Gustavus and not having all the people we wanted to use right here, you know, we did it that way. And so many great records have been made that way too. But so Todd was the foundation of it for sure. And Sean's guitar playing, which is great. And Sean's rhythm is incredible. And it just, you know, knit right together. And that's what, I mean, that's all Todd was following, was just Sean's guitar, because it's just his voice and guitar when we did the drum tracks.
Wow,
you know,
that's fascinating.
So the rhythm was all baked into it. I played a little bass on it. I'm not really a great bass player. Milo Matthews is a great bass player. I called him up and he sent in some tracks, you know, sent him the files. Gregoire Corneluk, the cello player on When Winter Comes, I found him online, you know.
Wow.
Sean said, what about a cello on this song? And I wrote a cello part, and I looked online, session musicians. I found this guy, and he looked like the right guy because some of his examples of his work were some heavy metal tracks, and he also listed some really nice equipment that he used. So that seemed like a good indication. And I sent him the sheet music and the track, and he sent me back that performance the next morning.
Wow, that's amazing.
Similarly, our friend Emily Mount played violin on the first song. I wrote a string part for the first song, kind of a dramatic thing to go along with these chugging electric guitars and everything. And she came over to my place, my studio set up, and recorded the three parts, you know, and had some room mics and had her stand on the right side of the room for one take and the left side of the room for the other take. So it spreads in the stereo image more like a, you know, an ensemble would.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, Sean, I'm going to have to just, we got to cut it short. I'll just mention some of the other players. Jordi Ribas is on there as well from Spain, right? I hope I have that name correct. Mm-hmm. Mike Patterson, Portland. Those are some of the other names that that you pass along to us as well, and that's really cool. Lexi Painter, also in Juneau. But I wanted to play play out this last track. We'll play out When Winter Comes, and we'll take it from there. But Sean, congratulations to both of you, Sean and Justin, on this new album. It's called Sonus, and it's available now. Where is it available?
It's available everywhere, stream-wise, and I have a web page, SeanPatrick@HereAndNow.com, where you can find it too. And then I've got physical copies of the CD now, and I'm going to be looking to get some to Juneau into some outlet stores there.
Well, that's awesome. Sean and Justin, thanks so much for talking to us and tuning in from Gustavus. Here's a little bit more of that Take It Slow.